I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Amazing FBA. Today, I just want to do a quick one about the idea of motivation, keeping yourself motivated and moving, which are related things, but not quite the same thing. So I'm motivated, if you like, to talk about this, having gone through a period where I didn't really feel very motivated to work. And that's partly because I just worked very, very hard in December and the run up to Christmas, working on my own Amazon account and a client's account and the one with my business partner as well, just very busy, apart from the usual coaching and consulting work on top of that as well, plus, you know, family stuff. And then over Christmas, I took some time off for family. So I think January is not so much a time for me as New Year resolutions, as renewing old habits that aren't new resolutions, but they're just basically things I know I should have been doing anyway, but I'm getting back to them. And the other thing is stripping out those things which are really painful. So clients, products, activities, people in my life that need to go. I think it's quite a good time of year because it's quite a low energy time of year. It's a good time when you go, you know what, I can't cope with doing any more of that. I can't cope with that person anymore. That product's just depressing me. It's taking months of my time. And that may sound negative, but what happens when you make, when you get rid of bad things is you make space for good things. So that's something I've talked about on another podcast, but I want to talk today a little bit more about motivation. But I think the two things are linked. If you are over full, the first thing to do is get rid of things. So let's have the sort of flip side of this. So let's have the what to get rid of and what to add in your life. First of all, your peer group or the people you hang out with. Now, if you are hanging around with people who have no idea about business, who are typical sort of employees with a mindset that assumes that anyone who's got any wealth has tricked their way to the top or is somehow unworthy of it or has, you know, basically ripped off the rest of humanity, then guess what? You're going to struggle to have the mentality that it's even legitimate or permissible for you to make money. And a lot of us have challenges with that. And that includes me to some extent. My fiance sometimes says things a bit like that. But on the other hand, I guess when you bring home the bacon, people are less likely to complain, trust me. So that is one of those things that you need to monitor. I'm not suggesting you have to hang out with only hardcore capitalists, but you need to be aware of what you're absorbing from your peer group. You need to think about that if you've got a business partner who's always, you know, very down on everything and nothing's possible. Now, it's quite useful to couple a very gung-ho, shove the pedal to the metal kind of entrepreneur with somebody who is a lot more cautious. But if they're cautious but cautiously optimistic, that's probably going to be a better bet than a business partner who never has any interest in pushing forward anything. The opposite then, find yourself a peer group of people who are passionate about building a business and building specifically an online business, and they're excited about the Amazon opportunity, and people who take action rather than get excited about it is the theory and just research for months on end. If that's you and you want to find that, then the simple thing is to find a ready-made mastermind or group. There are many such things out there. There are, however, no others that I know of that are small group intensive masterminds in the London area. So if that interests you, London, England, I'm afraid. So if you're American or Australian, not excluding you for any other reason, you're welcome to travel over here, but it's a bit far to come. But if you are based in England and you can get to London once a month for a physical meeting, you might want to explore the Amazing FBA masterminds, of which there are at the moment two, the Zero to Hero mastermind for those right at the beginning of their journey, and the 10K Collective for those who are doing at least $10,000 a month in turnover. In practice, most of the people in there are doing 30,000 or so upwards, at least they were, and then Christmas period. Those are application only. If you want to find out more, amazingfba.com/mastermind. That's one place to get it. The other thing, of course, is to think about choosing a good business partner. And again, I found a very, very good business partner who has multiple skills, a great mindset, very respectful, just a great all-round guy. But I found him in a mastermind situation as well. So that's another very powerful reason to get to a mastermind. So that's the first thing, peer group. And the second thing is very, very simple one, which I've touched on recently with a video that I shot in the gym looking rather sweaty, but that is exercise. If you want to get more done, the simple advice from Richard Branson when he was asked about how do you get more productivity, his answer is work out. And I've said it many times, but I'm going to keep coming back to it because it's very simple, but it needs to be done and you will have more success as an entrepreneur. Now, the cliche of the fat business person who spends their life in business dinners and has a lot of energy despite never working out, that still exists, but they're quite a candidate for a heart attack or a stroke or something horrible. And that does happen. I've seen it with my own eyes, not literally in front of me, but a man who was a part of a mastermind group I was in just was just over revving. And he was a little overweight, which is not a personal criticism, but he was obviously at a health risk and just overstressed and not looking after himself. And sure enough, then, you know, a couple of months later, we weren't surprised, very sorry, but not surprised to hear that he'd had a heart attack and he was okay and survived it. But it's never great for your health after that. So exercise is not an optional extra, and you really need to build it into your day. Now, if you're going to work at a computer a lot, I used to have a more physically active work when I was doing various different things, including conducting, very physically active. And since becoming primarily an internet entrepreneur, although I keep my hand in with the music, I've found that my exercise dropped off a cliff. So now I'm going to the gym with my fiance, which is a great sort of joint effort. So that is part and parcel, I think, of success. So don't make that an optional extra. Don't let it slip for your routine. And if it has, then I guess January is the classic time to make the New Year's resolution of getting to the gym. So now that is a cliche that is perhaps worth following. Now, the next thing is a more subtle thing, but momentum and motivation. As I said, I think they're linked, but they're not the same thing. So I think motivation is, you know, being ready to do stuff. Momentum is a bit harder to get because that kind of implies that you're in motion. In order to get in motion, you need to have been in motion. You know, so how do we overcome that if you're not in motion yet? Or in terms of physics, an object at rest has inertia, it resists moving. And I think really, you need to throw everything at it that you got if you're really serious about making a business out of this rather than just playing it and fantasizing. And we've all done that, and that's okay. But sooner or later, you need to decide, all right, am I doing this or am I not? So the first thing I would say is peer group, very, very important. Second thing is if you can get a business partner or a person to work with you in some form, even if it's not a formal partnership, then, you know, sort of buddying each other and buddy accountability can work, although you've got to find the right kind of person. It's not easy to make that work. Exercise, we've already talked about that. The other thing, though, is just to kind of build up from little efforts to slightly bigger ones to other ones. So success breeds success. Okay, great. So how do we overcome that inertia? Well, I would say start with some small wins, right? Now, does that mean making your first £10 online or something, or your first $20? Yes, that's a good idea. And if you're going to private label stuff, I would encourage you, unless you are already pretty motivated and moving pretty well, if you're finding there's a barrier and you're just spending months of your life just doing a bunch of product research without selling anything for more than, say, 3 months, or at least before you placed an order in China or wherever you're going to private label it, then I would suggest you're prevaricating, you're procrastinating out of fear, because you're basing everything on hope because you haven't had any physical results yet, which is kind of fair enough, actually, in which case, get some retail arbitrage done. Now, caveat is January when I record this. January is a lousy month to do it. As a friend of mine who's done a lot of private label as well as retail arbitrage says, in December, you feel like a god when you're doing retail arbitrage because everything sells. And in January, you feel like an idiot because nothing sells. But actually, the truth is there's a massive surge in demand in December, and then there is not enough demand in January. And okay, the rest of the year is less extreme than that. But it's not an amazing time of year to get going with it. But having said that, you might as well learn your basics if that is something you want to take seriously. The second option before you private label stuff is to simply go and Google, and that good old Google, you know, that's existed for whatever, 15 or so, 20 years, still is a way of finding suppliers. So you could go and wholesale a product that you think may be a private label opportunity, but you haven't sold a dime on Amazon yet, or not a penny, and you want to verify the market. I'm not saying that's true for everyone. Some people should plunge into private label if they have enough money and they have a reasonable degree of risk tolerance. Some people should just get going with small wins. But whatever it is, get some wins and get some results so that you start moving. The other thing is a subtle thing, which is, what is a win? I think if you count everything as a win, then that's a bit foolish. But if you count some things as wins that wouldn't apparently be wins, long term, that will benefit you and that can keep your momentum. In other words, if you try out a product in a marketplace as a hypothesis to be proven or disproven, and you're determined to learn your system that way, rather than being obsessed with it making a profit out of the gate, then you set things up for success because you win either way. In other words, you win your learnings, you win the feedback from the marketplace about a product, and the bonus is you might make some money or you might find a great product. And the worst case is you don't make much money, you maybe lose a tiny bit, but you've learned a lot. So if you frame things as experiments and you frame things in the right way in your head, then you get a lot more, quotes, wins. And what is a win? I mean, if you set up that the only thing that is a win for you is $10,000 a month in profit from your first product, you're setting yourself up for failure. If you just say, right, I'm going to sell something within 3 months on this platform just to learn the ropes. And I intend to sell it around break even or maybe make a profit. That's a bonus. But I just want to learn, how do I make a listing? How do I optimize a listing? How do I deal with imaging uploading? How do I deal with Seller Central when there's inevitably a problem? How do I ship stuff into Amazon and so forth? You know, all the learning curves. So how you frame things can lead to you thinking of wins. Now, the other thing in terms of success breeding success, I would say a couple of other points that don't seem quite exactly related to Amazon, and I'm not trying to come up with generalized nonsense. This is based on my personal experience. My personal experience is that when I hang out with the right people and when I do what motivates me and in the rest of my life, when I have enough rest like I did at Christmas and the New Year, because I knew I was just kind of dry and I didn't have anything to say, so I didn't force myself to make mediocre podcasts or do some crappy product research that my heart wasn't into. If I get enough exercise, if I eat the right food, if I see some friends, I saw some friends on Saturday, which I rarely do because I work too hard and don't play enough. This week, I'm having a really bumper productive week, both in terms of doing Amazon work and above all on the podcast this week, because I've neglected that in favor of Amazon for quite a long time. So I'm redressing that balance. But the point is, I've got the energy and the motivation, which comes from a mix of stuff, my life overall. So don't neglect basic, boring old things like exercise, food, seeing friends. If you're spending too much of your time seeing friends and watching telly, then quit doing that. In fact, I would say in terms of the not-to-do list, there's going to be energy draining. YouTube is right up there. Facebook is right up there. Facebook's a great way of comparing the inside of your life to the outside of somebody else's and getting jealous. Now, Facebook groups, I would say, is quite different in some ways, in that if you're starting out and you have no better source of information, then it can be a good place to get information. I think podcasts and well-written blogs are a better source because they are normally a bit more filtered, more structured. Facebook group can be useful. Facebook as such, you know, normal Facebook with pictures of cats and your friends showing you how rich they are by the clothes they bought or the holidays they've taken. Yeah, you know what? That's music to get depressed by. As my friend Johnny Dumas said to me once, compare and despair. You know, it's not smart to compare the outside of somebody's life to the inside of yours. So cut that out and go to the gym. Don't do Facebook. What about going to see an actual real life friend as opposed to a Facebook quotes friend? Why not go and watch a really good, fun, entertaining movie instead of spending 3 hours watching videos of cats, unless that really does it for you? So in short, there's a sort of big life picture question here. And there's also the specifics of who you hang out with, and specifically who you hang out with in terms of your Amazon peer group. Now, the last and not least way to keep motivated as part of that, I would say, is to have a mentor. It's expensive. It's not for everyone. If you've only got a couple of £1,000 for inventory or something, you certainly shouldn't be spending it on a mentor, because anyone who's any good is probably going to be fairly expensive. But if you are thinking of investing several thousands up to 10,000s or more of pounds in your first or second capital outlay on inventory, then it's going to be worth spending several hundred quid at least to get some guidance from somebody who's been there, done that, got the t-shirt and has helped other people to avoid losing money and to make money, depending on what situation they were looking at. If you think I can help with that, then you can check out on the blog amazingfba.com/mentoring. There's plenty of information there. It's deliberately not cheap because I want to push away the people who are going to take my time up one-to-one. I only want people who are really focused and have a great chance of success. One of the reasons for that is a selfish one, which is that I want to get testimonials saying how helpful it is. And I can't get that unless I'm genuinely helping you, right? And the other thing is, of course, it gives you great satisfaction to have somebody who drinks in what I have to say and puts it into action and gets a great result. And sometimes they get a result they don't want, but if they persist, they're going to win. So that's what I have to say today. And that is my take on motivation, getting yourself back into the flow of things in the new year. So thank you very much for listening and for watching, and speak to you in the next podcast.